From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. In today's show, we take time to look at the arts in our community from a musical review that features the songs from two great Broadway artists to the many art exhibits showing around town. Abilene is certainly showing itself to be a hotbed for the arts in West Texas. So come, take a look with me right after these entertainment headlines.
In today's entertainment headlines, Rosie O'Donnell is returning to daytime TV with a talk show on Oprah Winfrey's new network. Winfrey announced the show Thursday, calling O'Donnell a true original who brings passion to everything she does. O'Donnell hosted a syndicated series, The Rosie O'Donnell Show, from 1996 to 2002 and won 6 Emmy Awards for it. The OWN Network says viewers can expect a fun, uplifting show with Miss O'Donnell's playful and energetic style. O'Donnell told the Associated Press in March that she was planning an uplifting talk show that would make a difference in people's lives and build on what Winfrey has done with her show. O'Donnell joined ABC's daytime talk show The View in 2006, but left after a season that included a feud with Donald Trump and prickly exchanges with some of her co-hosts, along with higher ratings. 3 decades after John Lennon's death, Yoko Ono says she opposes parole for his killer because he remains a potential threat. Ono says she was trying to be practical in asking that Mark David Chapman remain behind bars for fatally shooting the pop legend on December 8, 1980, outside Lennon's Manhattan apartment building. Chapman, who has been repeatedly denied parole, is up for review again this month. Lennon's widow says Chapman might be of a danger to her, other family members, and perhaps even Chapman himself. Ono made her remarks at a meeting Thursday of the Television Critics Association. She was discussing a new PBS documentary on Lennon's life in New York in the 1970s that is scheduled to air this winter. The former Beatle would have been 70 in October. And that's all for today's entertainment headlines. Stay tuned, there's more Eye on Entertainment on the way.
From Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. This summer, McMurray University's theater department has been working on a musical review featuring songs from one of the great duos in musical theater, John Kander and Fred Ebb. It's called And the World Goes Round, with music from such memorable musicals such as Cabaret, Chicago, and Kiss of the Spider-Woman. We're joined now in the studio by Hillary Compton, a member of the cast for this production. Ms. Compton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So explain a bit of what a musical review is, perhaps for anyone who might not know the difference between that and a musical.
For a general musical, there's a plot line, a structured plot line with dialogue along with the music. For a musical review, it's just the music. And in this case, we're doing music and dancing because the way this particular show's been done in the past, the way it was originally done, it was just people singing. But the music provides wonderful opportunities for choreography. Terry Wilkerson, many people know her, and she's our choreographer, and she's done a fantastic job. So for this musical review that we're doing, there's a lot of singing and dancing, as well as acting. However, there is no dialogue, no spoken dialogue.
So it's kind of a story that's told just through music?
Every single song tells a story. And the way it's acted and portrayed gives the audience a lot more insight as to what the characters are thinking and feeling with the song. And it's kind of up to people's interpretation.
So does this mean you're playing many different characters?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's about 10 of us, and each one of us is portraying either heightened, our own personalities kind of heightened to fit whatever song we're doing, or people pick a certain character to go with through the entire show that they create themselves. There are a lot of different songs. People sing multiple songs from different perspectives. So, yes, multiple characters.
So what are some of the ones that you're playing, just for an example?
I am one of the ladies in a duet called The Grass is Always Greener. It's about two ladies who come from different sort of lifestyles and how they conflict and how one really wishes they had more of what the other had. And it just kind of goes back and forth.
Was this a challenge for you to string these different roles together?
Not really, no. I mean, the people who are in the show, I feel are, we're all somewhat seasoned, I mean, in our own ways, coming from, you know, a lot of experience in high school or a lot of college experience or a lot of both, and, you know, public as well. And so for us, it really wasn't very much of a challenge because our director, Barry Smoot, who's the artistic director at the Paramount, wanted us to kind of experiment with our own personalities and how they would fit to the characters.
So would you say this is a good way to introduce people to the world of Ebb and Kander?
Yeah, I think so. Because, like you mentioned before, it features a lot of their very famous musicals. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with Chicago because they made the movie version of it,
yes,
as well as Cabaret. A lot of classical musical pieces are a part of this from Kander and Ebb. I think it doesn't give them absolutely everything, but it does show a lot of what Kander and Ebb try to do with their music and with their lyrics. Going back to, like, the grass is always greener, you know, comparing lifestyles. And, I mean, there's always hope, I feel, behind a lot of the songs, so.
Well, Hillary Compton, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Hillary Compton is part of the cast of And the World Goes Round, a musical review. Opening night was last night, but you can catch it tonight and tomorrow night at 8 at the Ryan Fine Arts Building Little Theater. There's also a dinner at 7, but be sure to make reservations 24 hours in advance. For ticket information, 793-3889. This Thursday, it's time once again for Art Walk, the monthly celebration of art and culture in historic downtown Abilene, presented by the Center for Contemporary Arts. This month, it's Artfully August Art Walk. So let's take a stroll through downtown Abilene and see the many great exhibits that await you. These exhibits have been showing in Abilene for a while now, but they'll be ending at the end of this month, so now is a great time to see them. Inside the Center for Contemporary Arts, it's the annual Dirty Drawers exhibit. No, it's not about last week's underwear. It's Dirty Drawers, as in drawing pictures. This group of artists has been meeting in a sort of Monday night drawing club for about 30 years. Now their vibrant artwork is on display for the public to enjoy at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Up next, also in the center, is Guns N' Roses. No, it has nothing to do with the band Guns N' Roses. It's an exhibit of the solo works of artist Eric Villarreal. This exhibit is filled with interesting themes of his approaches to the canvas. It challenges the observer to look at how these simple icons can be seen from many different angles. It's hard to explain them in what little time we have, so see this one for yourself at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Also at the Grace, it's not too late to check out the Drawing on the Past exhibit from the Bobby and John Now collection of Texas art, which we discussed in a previous show. It's one of the biggest collections of Texas art anywhere, so now's a chance to see our state's history on canvas. And speaking of previous shows, we're now podcasting on acuoptimist.com. There you can stream or download this show and a number of past shows as well. Just mouse over the KACU FM tab on acuoptimist.com and click KACU Entertainment in the drop-down menu. And that's all for today's show. Take time to enjoy the arts of Abilene this next week. Support for Ion Entertainment is provided by Dr. Angela Nicolini, therapeutic optometrist, providing eye care for the family, including red eye treatment and foreign body removal. Associate Dr. Shelda Schaefer provides pediatric optometry. Doctors Nicolini and Schaefer are located at 3225 South 27th Street and are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For information, 691-0101. For KECU, I am Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment.